my view is that it's the fact that we've got lower wool production has meant that we've seen lower trade. You can't sell what you don't have.
So outside of production, what are the trends in the fashion industry that you've observed that might be driving the change in garment sales?
Look, one of the things that we've seen, Clint, is that there's been what's been called casualisation of fashion and clothing tastes around the world. In Australia, we see it all the time, but also we see the same thing in Europe and the US and even in countries like China, developing countries, we see that casualisation. And that people tend to say, therefore, things like men's suits we'll sell less of and we'll sell more of, say, knitwear, or we might sell more trousers and jackets for men and so on. What the trade data is showing is quite interesting. In wool sweaters, we've actually seen a bit of a decline in wool sweaters over the last 14 years. We do need to keep that in mind that there's probably been a change in the types of tops that people wear now. So rather than that traditional wool sweater, it's now people wearing more active leisure wear, and there's quite a big presence of wool in that active leisure wear, and that's not counted in the wool sweater trade data. The other thing is that men's suits, we saw a step down in around about 2007 and a drop of trade. But then since 2008, 2009, the trade in men's suits has been pretty stable. And in fact, when you look at US in particular, in the last couple of years, men's suits has done pretty well. So there's no real evidence of a continuing decline in men's suits, which is good news for wool because men's suits is a very important user of wool.
So are other fibres being substituted for the same type of garments, or are people, you mentioned the shift to active leisure wear, are people just wearing, you know, a different style of clothes more often?
Well, they're wearing a different style of clothes, and they are substituting for wool. Now, look, we've seen, one of the things we have seen is a big reduction in production of 21 micron to 24 micron wool. Here in Australia, but also around the world, we've seen a massive drop in that wool. And that has to be substituted by something. And we have seen polyester viscose type blends in fabrics or cotton or acrylic in knits that have replaced what would have been 21 and 20 to 24 micron wool. We also are seeing in women's wear, for example, very strong and continuous decline, and there's no sign of that changing in wool in women's wear. And that is very much about women changing the type of products they're wearing. They're buying more products in stores like Uniqlo, Zara, all stores of retailers that are known as fast fashion. They have high turnover of fashion styles. Women want to buy more of those more recent fashions, and so there's a high turnover of wardrobes as well. And we're seeing wool just can't compete in that kind of environment.
Every week when we analyse the wool market, we hear that crossbred coarser wools have performed quite well and superfine wools have done quite poorly. Does that market dynamic play into these bigger woolen garment trends at all?
A little bit, but not to a great deal. In my mind, the concerns and the drop in the price differential between superfine wool and the broader wools has been very much driven by the huge increase in production of 18.5 microns and finer, the superfine wool, that we've seen in the last 2 years. We've seen an increase last season, it was around about 24 or 25% increase in production on the year earlier, and the year before was another about 30% increase year on year. And last year, we actually had a record production level of superfine wool that we've ever had. And that added supply just hasn't been able to be digested by the wool textile industry. There's just more wool there of superfine wool than what can be digested at the kind of prices that we saw even 2 years ago.
Australia's wool promotion bodies are always pitching wool as, you know, an ultra-luxury item with fashion designer competitions and fashion shows they do overseas. So how does that strategy sit with what consumers are actually buying at the moment?
I actually think the strategy that Australian Wool Innovation has been pursuing fits in very well with the kind of patterns that we're seeing. We're seeing casualisation, and certainly some of the programs that AWI have been following is very much targeted at that active leisure wear market, looking at circular knits, getting merino into circular knits for active leisure wear. So that's a very good strategy. The other side of the coin is that, as I said, we're still seeing a pretty good market for men's suitings and so on, and in particular in the luxury area. And so the strategy of targeting that area is still very well suited to that. We do need to keep in mind that wool is a fairly small player in the total global market for fibre in clothing. And it is a relatively high cost fibre compared with, say, a cotton or synthetic fibre. And that flows right through to the end garment. So the price points for wool products at retail are higher than other fibres, and therefore we should be targeting, I think, that higher value product area at retail, so that we do achieve the kind of price levels that growers here in Australia do need.